So now we have several points of references for our C's. Notice that all landmarks or cheaters have first names and last names. The first name shows us location on the keyboard. Is it low, mid, high? The second name names the note itself. So we have low C, bass C, middle C, treble C, high C. Also, the reason for moving left hand and right hand, generally speaking, especially in the beginning levels of music, our left hand will play what's written in the bass clef, our right hand will play what's written in the treble clef. Those two parameters change sometimes as you get in a little more complicated music, but for right now that will suffice.